You gonna do the intro?
I was okay. Going to, but then you took a big breath like you were going to, and I was like, George, take it away. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this year's first episode of
Game Cabinet.
I'm not your host, Drew, but I do play one on TV occasionally. I'm Hannah over on the control panels. Today, I've got with me Chrissy. Hi, Chrissy.
Hello,
thank
hello.
You. And the magnanimous George.
Magnanimous. My word.
In true New Year's first episode fashion, at least one of us overslept today, so Drew is not here with us. Yes, I'm calling you out on the episode.
Shots fired.
But we're going to do our best, even without our host, even though we're a little lost without Drew here.
We'll navigate these waters somehow.
We'll navigate somehow, I dare say. So our general New Year's tradition here is to talk about games we played over the holidays, if we played any, games we got for the holidays, if we got any, and just kind of catch up. It's been a few months since we've been in the studio talking with each other.
It's nice to be back.
It is.
Even though like half the lights are turned off.
It's kind of spooky scary up here.
To be fair, where's the light switches, right? Like this, I don't know.
Oh, I can show you.
Great.
They're over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have no idea where any of them are. So like I've come up here before when it's pitch black and like use my flashlight. It's so scary.
I will show you where the light panel is because it is horrifying.
It's so
up
scary
here.
Up here when it's like all the lights are out and nobody else is up here, but it feels like somebody's up here. Yeah, it's
because
terrifying.
This place is haunted.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've heard about the stories.
I've been yelled at for telling people about that because it is actually kind of spooky. But it's great.
Baptism by fire.
Yeah, true.
I've got a disembodied head hanging in that corner.
You do. This is canon.
That's a surprise for whoever has to come up here and move that bookshelf. They're going to move that bookshelf and there's just going to be a creepy skull with a like ring wig hanging on it.
Lovely.
I think that's cool.
It's so scary. It's so horrifying. Robert put it there.
Oh, it's for real? Oh. I thought you were kidding.
No, it's a Halloween skull with like a black straight like wig, like it comes out of the ring.
No.
And there's a little cubby hole behind that bookshelf in that weird corner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a skull hanging there if you move the bookshelf.
Is going to kill someone.
I put
like
the
somebody is going
there.
To move the bookshelf and they're going to be like, what is that? I'm
I
leaving.
Put the bookshelf there because I hated having it looking at me. Like, could I have taken it out? Yeah, but that would have required me reaching into the cubby hole to take it out.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I'm just going to put a bookshelf in front of it. Whatever. There's also a giant hole in the wall behind that standee. If you move the piece of sheetrock that's right there, there's a hole that just looks out into the expanse over the store.
Okay.
It's really spooky.
That sounds really spooky.
So if you're a customer of the store and you've been in here, just imagine these things that we're talking about that you probably will never be able to see. But mm-hmm.
You can never come up to the podcast studio. It's so dangerous up here. It's not actually that dangerous, but I don't know. Every now and then I walk through here and the floor creaks and I'm just like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, we're all gonna fall through.
We're just gonna fall through.
It is an old building. It's just gonna, it comes with those little charms.
Occasionally the sheetrock, like up above all of the ceiling panels, when it rains and stuff, will come loose and it'll just fall and you'll just hear stuff falling. It's really horrifying.
No.
I'm just giving away so many secrets right now. I have to like cut all of this out. No. So let's get back on topic. Sorry, I'm so tired. I need to go back to bed. George, did you get any fun games? Did you play any fun games?
So it was a little late on the games as far as these holidays goes. Last year, I'd come back from like my family gathering where we'd played nothing but like Taco Cat, Goat Cheese Pizza, and Poetry for Neanderthals, which I talked about at length, I'm sure, when those were episodes. But I, in lieu of getting my own games, played a brand new one that a friend got yesterday called Nemesis.
Ooh.
And it was a lot. It was the first time we'd ever played it. And it, oh God, I think I got over there around 1. He had the game set up already. And I didn't leave until it was after 8 o'clock. And we played one game.
The whole time.
The
oh my
whole
gosh.
Time. How we take our time when we play games, for sure. Like, we're not, like, you know, super, like, I don't know, the most efficient players necessarily.
Sure, you're talking, you're hanging out.
Yeah.
You're playing the game and hanging out.
Mm-hmm. But it is basically, like, it is everything that Aliens is. There's, like, all the different roles that you can be are basically, like, the different characters from Aliens. There's a soldier, captain, you know, there's all sorts of, there's everybody that you can be. And then you are fighting different kinds of aliens that are basically xenomorphs from the movie Alien.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they call them intruders. There's, like, everything. They're, like, just left of center. So, like, they're intruders, not xenomorphs. And then, like, you can get infected by a little broodling that will actually, like, there's a little reader with, like, those, you know, those old 90s, like, red, like, screen things that have, like, an obscured thing that you gotta, like, so you may be infected when you get these contamination cards, you may not, and you have to go to, like, the med bay and get rid of it if you are, and it's, like, it's
that
alien.
That sounds great. Yeah. Yeah.
But then, through everything, the ship can blow up, it can break, like, they can catch on fire and blow up that way. And you can also have a goal to, like, totally screw up your opponent, or you're not, it's, like, semi-cooperative, so you're kind of working together, but you have your own goals, so you could be acting against the group, and it's great. I don't know how I did it, but I actually won.
Nice.
I was a hoarder, so all I was doing was running around and grabbing as many items as I can, and then I went to the cockpit and left on the second to last round, right after my buddy died.
Oh, is the goal just to survive?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, like, mine was to hoard a bunch of items and then get in a cockpit, or no, not the escape shuttle. What do they call those? Escape pod.
Escape pods.
Yeah.
Escape shuttle, escape pod. It's all the same thing, basically.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, one of the other guys' objective was to be the only one left alive.
Okay. Oh, so everybody has different objectives.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right. And so they're kind of secret. Anyways, yeah, I just was lucky enough. It was sheer luck at the end of the game. Like, if one person hadn't died, then I wouldn't have been able to do my thing because of something that happened because they died.
Oh,
anyways,
man.
So yeah, great game. Crazy cool miniatures. It's one of those, like, kind of top shelf, like, board games these days where, like, they have, like, dozens of miniatures. I couldn't tell you exactly how many. And the box is gigantic. Yeah, super
fun. I feel
fun.
Like I've seen the box and it's very large.
It was featured in our holiday gift guide this year.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Well, very nice.
Indeed.
I should have read through that. I mean, last year, yeah, but whatever.
Well, okay.
We're still in, like, the first week and a half of January. It is 2022 still.
Yeah. Well, we're all just in the, like, delirious hangover from the holiday season in retail, which is always intense. But yeah, that's the only, like, new game that I've gotten the chance to play. Did either of you guys get anything for Christmas or play anything new?
Didn't.
Oh,
yeah, so I spent it with my partner's family for most of the holidays, and they didn't play any game. They're usually, like, big into, like, Pictionary and games like that, and they didn't play any this year, which I was kind of surprised. I think we missed the games when they, like, had played them.
Weird.
I haven't played any. I didn't play any this entire season.
I didn't either. I feel like this is a really... I feel like we needed Drew here. I'm sure Drew played
so many games, yeah.
Like, even if he just played Magic, I'm sure he played some games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we got snow, and I didn't leave my house.
Yeah.
So I didn't play any games because I am a loser who doesn't really own very many games besides, like, chess.
Same.
And tack. I have a really cool 3D printed tack set that Brendan Quinn made for me.
Thanks, Brendan.
I'm never gonna be chill about that. I'm just, like, every time I see it, I'm like, look at this cool tack.
That's very cool.
The attack pieces that I have. But no, I didn't play any games, and I'm kind of bummed about it because I usually at least go to a friend's place for Christmas or my family's place for Christmas, and we play card games at least something. Instead, I just stayed home and played video games.
Which is also, what'd you play?
I'm replaying Dragon Age.
Heck yeah, you are.
Origins?
I went, they were having a big sale on Steam and EA, and so I got all three games. Between the two places, I got all three games for, like, $30.
Heck
nice.
Yeah.
Origins and Inquisition were both, like, $7 a piece.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was pretty great.
When they go on sale, they go on sale.
They go on sale.
Yeah.
So I started with Origins, played all the way through, did all the DLCs, played Dragon Age 2. I haven't been able to play Inquisition yet because my computer keeps crashing trying to run it. So
yeah, that game is big.
I have to figure out. I think my drivers are outdated, and I just have to fix them, and I don't want to because I am so not techie.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I did, like, all holiday season. I was just like, I'm going to replay Origins.
I have been playing Pokemon Scarlet.
Nice.
My partner and I have been playing Pokemon for, like, I mean, he got it for Christmas, and I got it, like, a couple weeks after because I was like, oh, that looks kind of fun. I haven't played a Pokemon game since, like, well, I was very young. because they are all kind of the same. And I've heard the quality has kind of gone down over the last few releases. So I was like totally not going to play it. But this one's been really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's all I've been doing.
It's just a Pokemon game?
Yeah. There's an ancient Pokemon that you like ride around on that like gets more powerful throughout the game.
Looks like a motorcycle.
Yeah. It looks like it, both of them look like a motorcycle. The prehistoric version has wheels but runs. It doesn't actually like roll around on the wheels that it has. Anyway, but yeah, it's pretty fun.
I think I've seen pictures of that and just been like, what?
It's pretty bizarre. It has, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like I have Scarlet, which is the prehistoric one. The Violet is like the futuristic one, right?
Okay.
So the Pokemon that you play, that you ride around on are different between the two games. And the one that I have is like, again, it's like this prehistoric looking animal and it looks like its tail turns into a wheel and then there's like this wheel apparatus on its chest, but it doesn't ride around on the wheels. The other one does, but that one doesn't. It just walks around with its feet.
Huh.
It's very odd.
Huh.
It's very fun though. Yeah, I don't know. Pokemon is very different from what it used to be. Like, it's not all about just running around and then all of a sudden you're in a fight. You can choose to fight things. It's very fun.
I never got into the Pokemon games when I was a kid because, like, I mean, I collected Pokemon cards, but that was just because it was, like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really allowed to play very many video games, like, when I was younger. So I just missed the Pokemon craze. Like, I just totally missed it.
Yeah. I never got into the games. I did play the card game. Like, my friends and I had mats and everything. We would
play. I never played the card game either. I just collected them. I still have a binder full of Pokemon cards.
Okay. I definitely don't have mine anymore. But we used to play.
I thought I lost mine. And then I found it in my storage when I finally closed my storage shit. I was like, oh, hey. Here's all my Pokemon cards.
Are they in pretty good condition?
Oh, yeah. I had them in, like, a binder with, like, sleeves and stuff like that. They're in pretty good condition. My mom gave away... I had a holographic Charizard, and I'm never going to be not upset that my mom gave it to my cousin.
Oh.
Because he really wanted it, and she was like, you're too old for these. Here, I'm going to give it to him. And I was like, do you have any idea how much that card was worth?
I feel like I've told this story before on the podcast, and maybe back in the day on 80 Radio, but I pulled a holographic Charizard in this very shopping center just on the other side in the uptown, when there used to be a cards and comics shop. Out from under my nose, I opened it, I got excited, I turned to my right, setting it down in front of me on the counter to tell somebody, hey, oh my God, look at this! By the time I turned back around, like seconds later, somebody had swiped it, walked around the corner to this next shop, like three shops down, and sold it to the dude before I knew what happened.
Are you kidding
No
me?
No joke.
What?
That is like, some trash human being behavior.
Like real life tragedy.
I hope that they had nothing but misery in their entire life.
And you punched them, right? Like you went over and beat them up?
I couldn't find them.
Oh my gosh, like, George, that's awful.
I know. I was like 8 years old at the
time. Yeah, what? Stealing from an actual child?
Yeah.
Like what?
People are the worst.
I sympathize with the Charizard.
Like, at least my Charizard went to another young child who was super excited about it. Like,
sure, yeah.
Really excited about it. But I was crushed. I was like, that was my favorite card. I had, like, Charizard was my favorite Pokemon at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I was, like, super excited about it. And it was fine. Whatever. That's fine. It was just,
thanks a lot, Mom.
My mom doesn't appreciate the classics. I also have the really cool, like, stylized holographic Mew card from the movie. Like, I have that one. I have a counterfeit holographic Muk, and I don't know how I got it, but it's a fake card. Like, it's totally fake, but I have it, and I loved it, because I was just like, this is very obviously not a real card, but, like... It's holographic and it looks really cool.
Yeah. Oh, man. Pokemon cards.
Oh, man.
What a time.
This year, Game Cabinet's going to be about Pokemon.
I know. We're just going to talk about Pokemon all year. Okay. So, speaking of Game Cabinet. So, we are going to be doing some changes to the episode formats going forward. We are going to be stepping down to once a month recording. So, instead of biweekly, we'll only get one episode a month. However, we're going to take our extra time that we have and we're going to actually play through the games that we're talking about.
What a concept.
What a concept. We were struggling at the end of last year to come up with games that all of us had played that we could actually talk about cohesively. And we want to bring a better product to the Game Cabinet. We want to make sure that the things we're talking about, we actually know what we're talking about, at least a little bit. So we're going to be taking some time. Everybody's schedules are very hard to mash up. it's really hard to like find time outside of work to sit down and play. I mean, it seems like it shouldn't, but there's four of us with drastically different schedules.
Yeah, I mean, I work at a different company.
Yeah. Like, so it's really hard to just find time when all of us have the spoons to actually sit down and play a game. So we're going to be taking time instead at the store to sit down and play a game. We're going to learn the rules, the mechanics, get a little bit of a taste for it. And then we're going to record an episode that is hopefully a little bit better than like, yeah, this sounds really fun, guys. I read through the rules and it seems like it would be easy to do. So fewer episodes, higher quality. We're excited about it. We've got a list of games that we're going to be going through and hopefully picking out. So our first real episode, not that this isn't a real episode, is going to be February. We're still hammering out exactly our release schedule because we have two other podcasts to work around, but we will be the best game podcast that we can possibly bring you. I'm also really excited because we launched our podcast YouTube channel this year.
Ooh.
So if you prefer to listen to podcasts on YouTube, I know I'm a big YouTube person. I listen to a lot of like YouTube channels and stuff like that. It's just going to be youtube.com/@AU_radio. We only have, well, by the time this episode posts, we should have two episodes up there, but I'm going to be releasing the episodes about the same time that our episodes drop on our standard podcast feed. So probably every Friday, as long as I can figure out how to edit the videos fast. They're just going to be logo videos with some sound waves on them. Nothing fancy. You don't get to see our beautiful shining faces because I don't want to set up a camera in the studio and I don't think anybody wants to be recorded this early in the morning. I also don't want to edit a video. Please don't ever ask me to do that. We need to hire someone else if that's something we want to do. I hate editing videos.
It's a long process.
It's so long.
It's painstaking.
It's so long, and I don't think that I can convince Amanda to pay me to do that. So that's really exciting. We do have a podcast Patreon. We've had that for a while, but we've taken this last year to really dial in how we do Patreon and be a lot more consistent. I know in the past, those of you who have been patrons of the show for so many years, I love you guys, and I appreciate so much you sticking with us even during our times where our Patreon was very inconsistent. But I have been editing and posting secret recordings on Patreon, and those are things we talk about before the show. Sometimes they're just funny little jokes that we have, things that don't make it into the episodes because we just ran out of time or they're completely irrelevant.
Which happens often.
Which happens shockingly often.
We have been told in the past that we are certainly a room full of people talking about stuff.
Yeah. We are a room full of people talking about stuff.
Hopefully it's games.
Hopefully it's games.
That, I think that came out from one of our longtime listeners back when AU Radio was the main podcast before we kind of split it into, you know,
into all
specific,
the like little specific ones. Yeah. So $5 a month gets you access to all of our secret recordings. And I send you a postcard every month if you choose to get a postcard. If you don't give me your address, I can't send you a postcard, but I will if I have your mailing address. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to grow the podcast a little bit. I don't know. I'm happy with all the changes we're making. It's going to be, I feel good about this year, guys.
If you guys have any feedback for the changes that we make coming up throughout any of the year, we would love to hear it.
Oh my gosh, please interact with us on social media. I beg you. I miss you guys so much. And I'm creating a void. I mean, I do have these guys here at the table with me.
Are we even real though?
No.
No, we're just voices. I mean, is anything real now? It's all AI.
If we're not real and you're manifesting extra voices that get recorded, then you are some kind of wizard.
I mean, I could also just be recording this by myself, multiple tracks, and just voice editing everything.
That would be a process. But cool, I guess.
I guess. I'm not doing that. I'm way too lazy to do something.
No,
like
I'm a
that.
Physical person. I'm sitting here. I am not Hannah doing a voice.
Says good. Hannah doing a voice. Yeah.
You're so good at editing. Oh my gosh, it sounds like
I'm such a wizard at this.
Oh my gosh.
Like, can you believe that
Amanda would only have to pay one person.
Right, but she would have to pay me for like...
for like several hours.
For like 80 hours of work. I'd be like, Amanda, I just could work so much on this.
Please just let someone else do the podcast.
Please just let other people come up to the studio and talk with me. We have a Facebook page. A lot of you follow us on Facebook. We have a Twitter. I know that Twitter is a weird place right now and engagement's very strange. So I don't fault anyone for not engaging on Twitter. We now have a YouTube channel. You can make comments on our YouTube videos. I mean, we even plug our podcast email at the end of every episode if you really want to send me an email. But I'd prefer social media, if I'm being honest. I will answer your emails. I just have to remember to check the email.
I thought it might be fun.
Okay.
Not to totally tangent us off of that, but...
Please tangent us, or I'm just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over.
I thought it would be fun to kind of go over the results of the holiday season here at AU and just kind of go over some of the best-selling games that we saw go out. Since we don't have as many games to talk about ourselves, these are the ones that
What were some of our best sellers for the holiday season?
So, I'm just going to kind of rattle through the list here a bit. So starting off our list, there is Here to Slay, which is an adorable looking game that has like a bear fighter on the front and they have different like classes that you can be. I think it's like I want to say it's like a PvP, like kind of magic, you know, one player versus another player kind of thing, but I don't know for sure. Don't quote me on that. Looks really cute though. Wavelength, a relatively new one.
Is that like Hues and Cues, but music?
No, not exactly. I played Hues and Cues for the first
time. Fun.
Yeah, it is. Ooh. I forgot about that. Yeah,
we should add that to our list too.
That is a good one.
It's a great game. I don't know if we could do a whole episode.
We can
on
add it.
It
to our little cart. Lots of little games.
Yep, true.
Episode.
True.
Add it to the list right now.
I think you're on teams of two. I have played this one before, albeit digital online version where you can like play it remotely over Discord or whatever you want to do. Basically, you have a range like hot and cold, and then you have a prompt word that you have to basically put onto that spectrum one way or the other. And so like coffee would be on there. And then you can just say, okay, you can like put it all the way to hot if you want to, because there's a little like gauge that you swing between. And then so your partner picks what spot that the dot should be on. And then the other team has a chance to push it one way or the other. And then if it's close enough, then the people who guessed it correctly will just get bit points based on it. Anyways.
Okay.
It's like a...
So it's like being on the same wavelength.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I gotcha.
Let's see. Splendor, always a good seller. Choose Your Own Adventures were, again,
House
this year,
of Danger. Doing really well.
Indeed. Ooh, Isle of Cats.
Oh my gosh. That's I want to play that game. One so bad.
I haven't played it, but it looks so cool.
I love anything with cats. I'm just a sucker for it.
Well, it's like a puzzly cat Tetris-esque style thing, which just looks delightful.
And it's like cool looking cats too.
And I think that's the one where in the lid of the box it says cat goes here.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah.
I mean, but like, why, you have to put your cat there. They said. Speaking right next to it, the Magical Kitties Save the Day, the RPG. Literally right like next to each other on the list. Hilarious. Betrayal at Baldur's Gate.
Always a solid one.
Mm-hmm. We had some Unstable Unicorns, some Codenames, some Catan. Ooh, and then we're here getting into the top of them, which these ones that I'm going to mention here actually all sold 10 or more copies.
Wow. And this is like specifically like Christmas week.
In the month of December.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yep.
10 copies in 1 month is pretty high for a game, considering we have like 8 billion games.
Well, yeah.
Well, and how many copies of each game you have, too.
And that's a huge part of it is actually having them in stock. Because a lot of these ones that sold 10 or more copies, we sold all 10 copies that we just had. Splendor Duel, the two-player version that just came out, which people seem to be very excited about. We got a little Ramen Fury up on this list.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Super fun game. Love it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Both versions, not safe for work and regular versions of Poetry for Neanderthals.
I've been pushing that one so much. Like, every time somebody's like, I just need a fun party game, I'm like, do you like hitting your friends?
Right?
Is that the one with the inflatable?
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and it's funny, like, that we would get in, like, restocks of, like, 4 or 6 copies of the regular, just, like, the white box version, and they would be gone that day.
Yeah.
Like, we could not stock it fast enough. It's
crazy.
It's
such a fun game.
Indeed. Ooh, let's see. I'm skipping over a few of them here, because I'm looking at a very small Excel spreadsheet on my phone, but there was a solo or two-player expansion that's standalone to Wingspan
called
Asia.
Yeah.
Another one that we were selling out of as fast as we could put it back on the shelf.
It was a standalone version
It can
of
be.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So it itself is a one or two player game. You can actually play it solo if you want to, or you can kind of graft it onto the main game of regular Wingspan.
Oh,
so it's
cool.
It's got its own, I mean, and obviously it's the birds of the region from Asia. Yeah.
I had at least one time where I had somebody come in and they were back in the game wall and they were looking at Wingspan and they were like, I'm looking for the Asia expansion. And I was like, oh, that's on our new game arrival shelf. I just saw it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And like walked up there and like somebody at the register was buying the last copy.
No.
And I was like, oh no.
Oh. Well, hey, we got it back in if you person are looking again. And it'll probably sell out again by the time you come and check if you're listening to this episode. But we'll get it back again, I promise.
We keep Wingspan in as often as we can.
We do. We do. Oh, man. Coup, another one. We sold every copy that we had because, of course, we did. Sushi Go.
Great game.
Indeed. Oh, and then, so it's funny. Our top two selling games coming in at number two is Wingspan.
Great game.
Yep.
Fair.
Fantastic.
I feel like Wingspan's been one of our best sellers since it came out.
Mm-hmm. It's a great game. It's fun.
And then the, so it doesn't necessarily bring in as much revenue as like something like Wingspan does, but in the top spot, having sold every copy that we had, is Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Amazing.
Like, that game just...
I mean, like, I haven't got to play Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, but I've heard you talk about it enough, mm-hmm. and I know enough about it, and it's a simple enough premise of
yeah.
a game.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones, like, that and Poetry for Neanderthals. Anytime somebody's like, I'm looking for a really fun, fast-paced game that I can play with my family that's, like, you know, not super complicated, and I'm like, have you heard about Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza? And they're like, what? And I feel like the name is the seller. Like, that's, you're just like, it's the most ridiculous game and you have to try it.
Well, and then by the time you've told them the title, you've explained half of the rules. You just have to fill in the rest of, mm-hmm. you know, what you do when you say those words.
Yeah, I've been a part of this podcast for a few months now, and I've heard that game mentioned more than probably any other game that we've talked about.
We will keep mentioning it.
Yeah, it sounds great. I haven't played it. I'd love to play it.
Oh, among the honorable mentions in the top selling list, I'm done reading the list at this point, but was the Flip Side, which is the expansion to Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza.
Oh my gosh.
So that was also up there in the 10 or more copies one. But
amazing. Well, that's great. Well, we had some fun games this year.
Yeah.
In our high selling. It's like Catan is always on the list somewhere.
Yep.
But I love that there are so many other, like, Catan used to be one of our like absolute top sellers,
oh,
like
yeah,
all
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love seeing that more games are now beating Catan. Like, no,
absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with Catan. If you like Catan, I
like
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many cool
games that are available.
Yeah. I do want to mention again, the demo case in the cafe has been doing so well. People, like, we have had having people check out games more than normal.
That's awesome.
Which is super cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about that. If you didn't know, if you are local, Caterpillar Cafe has a giant case, a literal game cabinet, if you will, filled with games that you can borrow to play in the cafe. You can sit down with your friends. You can play
for free.
For free. For
preferably
free.
You buy some coffee.
I mean,
but
well, yeah,
for free.
Please support the Caterpillar
Absolutely.
Cafe. We like having a space where you can come play games mm-hmm. for free.
Yeah.
And if you didn't happen to know, or if you were just curious and you're not local and you listen to our podcast, which thank you if that's the case, the Caterpillar Cafe is, it's like an appendage of a store that kind of sticks out the side of Adventures Underground. There's a gigantic hole in the building in the wall mm-hmm. that we opened back up at one point during the history of Adventures Underground's growth and evolution. And now we have a full service cafe that sells like food and drinks and every
and
kind of thing.
Alcohol, yeah.
And alcohol.
We have beer. Yeah. We are expanding our beer menu too.
Very
we're
nice.
Opening up concerts. We're doing game nights. We do magic every Monday.
Yep.
It's
yep.
great. Yeah, Tag, our local Tri-City Area Gaming, they host game nights twice a month
mm-hmm.
in the Caterpillar Cafe.
And those are on the first and third Thursdays. And then on the second and fourth Thursdays, we have Pokemon League.
Yay!
Which, yeah, is gonna be fun to have that finally. Well, we started towards the end of the year last year, but it'll be nice to keep that going.
We've also added Yu-Gi-Oh! Every Sunday as well.
It's true.
We've Very added, cool. we have Magic tournaments every, like, so often.
About once a month.
Pretty frequently. Yeah,
but not exactly.
It's like when new sets drop.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sometimes once a month. And
another reason to check out our social media, though, because we post all about everything that we do in the cafe
yeah.
on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
we didn't get to do it for January because things have been weird. But Tiffany, who is our events coordinator, once a month comes up and talks to me, sits down. We have a 5-minute, 10-minute events podcast where we just talk about all the fun events that we're doing in the store, including the monthly events that we host in the cafe, which is super fun. I love doing it. I love finding out the cool stuff that's happening. I wish we could have done it this month, but it just didn't work out.
as we come hurtling to a crashing halt.
Screeching halt. Just like, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good State of the Union.
I feel like, yeah. So I guess the takeaways from this episode are...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season, whatever holidays you might celebrate. We hope you played some really fun games.
Tell us about them, if you want.
Tell us about the games you played. Tell us which games we should play. We could always use some recommendations. We are changing up the format. That's an important takeaway from this episode. In case you are waiting with bated breath for our next episode to drop, it'll be a little longer than normal.
Do we want to tease what we may be playing next week, or do we want to make sure with the host?
Oh, hey, no, he says he's down for that. So,
ooh, nice.
Our next episode, so our episode in February, we're going to be talking about some Colt Express.
Yeah, get a little old-fashioned Western train heist
some
action going.
Spaghetti Western train heist going.
It is very fun.
I am excited. I've never played it before. I've seen it on the shelf 1,000 times and went, Western. This would have been perfect for like 2 weeks ago when I had some guy like email me being like, hey, I'm looking for games that are Western themed. And I was like, bang.
A classic.
And The Great Western Expanse.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and that's the only ones I know.
Stuff. Well, that'll be fun. Can't wait to give it out.
So we hope that you have a wonderful rest of your January. We look forward to, I guess, not seeing you, but I mean hanging out with you again in February. I don't know, I'm bad at ending episodes.
Look forward to Drew being back so he can guide this ship.
Look forward
next time
to us not being rudderless in the sea of podcasting, and we'll talk to you guys next time on the Game Cabinet.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Game Cabinet at the AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventures Underground at their online store to browse the selections or inquire about special orders. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.